Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes, it's another day that he's kept us with our minds stayed on him. He kept us from seen and unseen danger. Oh, my God. Oh, I tell you, from one day to the next, I tell you, so much going on in this world. Oh, my God. Can't you see the warning sign? Oh, my God. My God's getting us ready for that great day. Who's going to be able to stand? Oh, my God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and praise you for this day. We thank you and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We ask, oh, God, that you will minister to us in a special way in this last hour, God. We see the signs of judgment all around about us, oh, God. We pray for salvation and deliverance, God. We pray for those that are lost on today, God, that needs a Savior. They need you, oh, God. We pray for the sensitive nation that have turned their hearts away from truth. Oh, God, we just pray for the sensitive nation. God, you said a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. Oh, God, we pray for salvation and deliverance. We pray that men's heart would turn and turn their hearts and their mind to you before time is too late. And they will run saying, what must I do to be saved before time is too late, God? We pray on today, God, that you continue to think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would destroy yokes in people's lives. Oh, God, we pray for those that are suicidal today, oh, God, those that have lost loved ones on today, that's in bereavement on today. God, we pray that you'll lift up their head, oh, God, to look to you, the author and the finisher of their faith. God, we just pray for the sensitive nation. We pray for our young people, oh, God. We pray for the young people, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray for our youth in a special way. Oh, God, this generation without God. Oh, God, we pray for these leaders, oh, God, that are leading people away and astray. Oh, God, false prophets and false teachers all around about us, God. But we know that you are the true and living God, and there's nothing too hard for you on today. We pray for salvation in Jesus' name. The devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, as I say, from one week to the next, oh, it's another day the Lord has kept us. He's kept us, y'all. I'm telling you, so much going on. So much going on. The spirit of deception is all around about us. Oh, my God. Run. Run for your life. Oh, my God. Save yourself. Oh, God. We just pray for this nation today. I tell you, so much going on, and I tell you, and we here at the Ready Church, we just want to contend for the faith. Contend. We must continue, y'all. We must continue to speak the word of God. We must still live by the word of God. It's a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path in this dark, dying, wicked, evil, wicked world. On this last day, I tell you, like I usually say, from one week to the next, I'm so disturbed by the things I see and hear that's going on in this nation, oh God. I tell you, we got to pray like never before. Everything's getting intense, y'all. Oh, the devil knows that he's running out of time, y'all. I tell you, it's a blessing to be here. I mean, people that was here last week, not here today, somebody's gone. And even this morning, from this time until now, somebody's gone. I tell you, every minute, every second, somebody's leaving here. You never know when he's going to come knocking on your door. Be ye also ready, ready, ready. Be ye also ready. I tell you, like I said, there's so much going on. And you know, you see so much during the week, you know, these leaders. It's just so disturbing to me to see what's going on in the houses of God today. All in the name of Jesus. There's a strong delusion, y'all. A strong delusion. God said he will send a strong delusion. It's delusion. And the warning signs is right in your face today. But are you paying attention to the warning signs? I mean, even your car. Come on now. You got indicators on your car to let you know that when you're running out of gas, when your oil, you get low on oil. I mean, then you got engine light that comes on to let you know that something is wrong with that car. You need either pull over or you need to get to a service center real quick and see what's going on before your car be gone. You know, transmission gone or your engine gone. I'm telling you, it's the same thing. It's a warning. God's word is a warning sign to us, y'all. He said in his word he's going to send us strong delusion. That's why you can see all this mess that's going on in the houses of God today. The word of God warned us that he was going to, his judgment was going to come into the house of God. Oh, my God, judgment has begun in the house of God. Oh, yes. Warning sign. You better stop right now. Stop right now. Pay attention right now. Oh, my God. The Bible told us. The Bible told us there's going to be a strong delusion in this end time. We're in the end times, y'all. It's like a time like never before. Things we're seeing today, we didn't see 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 years ago. These, oh, my God. He's trying to shake us and awaken us. Strong delusion. That's why you can see people doing what they're doing in the house of God. Man, you know, a pastor talking to his, singing a love song or whatever kind of song, whatever song it was, to his wife, dead wife, and everybody, oh, my God, it's just so much I see. Even Sarah Jakes up there making a joke with her wig falling off her head. Everything is a joke. It's real, honey. Y'all better wake up and wake up soon. It's not a joke. They playing games in God's house. And y'all running there. I'm telling you. Oh, my God. In and everything going on in these houses of God. Oh, my God. But the true house of God, he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail. You better take that true house with you every day. You, your body. You better live this thing out. You better walk it out. It's a lifestyle, y'all. I know they saying, you know, you can do whatever you want to do now. It's a lie from the pits of hell. It's the strong delusion to change your mind from truth, to take you away from the word of God. That's what the enemy wants to do. His goal is to kill, to steal, and to destroy your life. And God knows he's doing it to a lot of people today. I mean, you know, oh, my God. People worshiping all these people, T.D. Jakes, and even Beyonce and all these other people. Come on, y'all. Come on, you need to wake up. You need to get your face in the word of God. Get it out of Facebook and all this other stuff. Instagram and all this stuff, seeing what other people are doing and who they doing it with. You gotta search yourself and then ask the Lord to look, shine the light from heaven on my soul, because I'm telling you, people not even worried about their soul now. They're selling out. I'm telling you, ministry is a big business now. TV Jason, I'm saying it, it's a big business, y'all. Anybody can start a church now. It's a money marketing scam. Yeah, and everybody's standing up because they false prophets, false teachers, false leaders.
to straight, to lead you astray and away from truth. They working for the Antichrist. They signed up for the Antichrist. Be against God. That's what Antichrist is. And there's a strong delusion over God's house today. I'm telling you, it's a strong delusion. Watch where you're going. These doors you're going in and out of, watch where you're stepping. Oh, my God, because I tell you, a strong delusion, you be lost and you won't know you're lost. It's just like a person that lose their mind. You can see somebody walking down the street and they talking to themselves. They don't know that they lost their mind, but you know because you see what they're doing. I'm telling you, it's so much. I'm disturbed by the stuff I see. I'm disturbed. I've been walking this way a long time, and I'm so disturbed by what I'm seeing taking place, all in the name of Jesus. The devil wants to destroy your life today. But we here at the Ready Church are trying to help you. Oh, yes, we are. We're trying to help you. Let me slow it down because I get so upset and angry. We should hate what God hates. And I know he hates this mess that he's seeing. And love what God loves. God loves righteousness. God loves holiness. Yes. Oh, my God. I'm telling you. The word of God told us there's a strong delusion in this last and evil days, y'all. Perilous times. You know, and we see it. The love of many waxing cold. People don't love like they used to. People don't have no respect like they used to. Morals just going down the drain. Yeah. People just doing whatever they want to do. This is a sin-sick nation. A nation that has forgotten what God has done for it. It's just like when he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. They soon forgot. And people have forgotten what God has done for you. You don't forget when you was out there strung out on drugs and, you know, and some of y'all was alcoholics and all these things that God delivered you from, you going back. Now, he delivered you from it. It ain't for you to go back. And you sung the song, Lord, I won't turn back. My God's been good to me. My God has set me free. Oh, Lord, I won't turn back. And look today, everybody going back. And the reason why you're going back, because it was stuff in you that won't dead. You know, you got to give everything to God. You got to surrender your all to him. You can't hold on to this and give him that. Okay, I give you this, Lord, but I can handle that. No, you got to surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. But no, these people ain't surrendering nothing. You looking at what, Mike Todd? And all these young, these ministers, these new age ministers that are signed up for the Antichrist to take you away from the true living God so that you'll be ready to receive the Antichrist because, you know, the things you're going to see come upon the face of the earth, you know, the healings and, you know, and you're going to think it's God, you know. Oh, my God. Oh, they are getting y'all prepared. Yes, they are. They're getting you prepared to receive the mark of the beast. You won't be able to buy or sell except you have the mark. The Antichrist has got to come on the scene. It's going to be a man. And the Bible says that the Antichrist spirit is already in the land. We can see it because people are against God. They're against his word. They're against his the true saints. Yeah, I mean, you know, they don't want you to talk about Jesus. And they don't want to talk about being saved for real. Everybody just go to church. Everybody saved now. Everybody saved. Even you hear T.J.'s wife talking about her dog saved. So everybody saved. The dog, the cat, the rat, all this. Come on now. Foolishness in God's house. All in the name of Jesus. There's a strong delusion. There's a trick. Do you know what delusion is? You know? It means to be tricked. To be somebody to deceive someone. That's what delusion is. The power to it's a spell. It's a casting of spell. It's just like the Bible said in Galatians, that old foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Who is it It's a person. It was get ready, get ready, get ready. Now you see what you were getting ready for? Now they say that's over. Yeah, it's over. Now everybody took the clothes off. Everybody. You're loose now. You're loose from everything. You're loose from the word of God. You're loose from truth. You don't have to hear the word of God. You don't have to obey the word of God. You can just do whatever you want to do. The devil is a liar. He come to steal, kill, and destroy your life. But Christ said he come to give you life and that more abundantly. Jesus came to restore us back to the Father. That's why he came. He came to save men from their sin. We ain't hearing that. We got the mothers, the old mothers, you know, on the praying bench now, praying, you know, for your grandchildren, your children, your nieces and nephews, and all those that strung out on drugs and out here just selling their body and just doing whatever they can do just to survive. Where the praying saints at? Ain't no noonday prayer. Noonday prayer? No, because these mothers, you walk down the street and they turn around, you thought there was a little girl. Look at Shirley Sees. You see her up there? Oh, my God. Got her breath out. These are old saints. Come on, supposed to be standing, setting an example for the young people. What in the world is going on? A strong delusion. One inside, y'all. One inside. There's a strong delusion in the houses of God. People walking backwards. Wrong is right and right is wrong. And hell has enlarged itself, the word of God said, because see, hell wasn't meant for you. Hell was meant for the devil and those demons, those angels that fell, you know. But because people are doing any and everything to join the enemy, and they're in the enemy's camp now, you know, they're signing up. Everybody's signing up to sell their soul. The Bible said, what would you give in exchange for your soul? I mean, people just betraying Jesus, you know, for money, fame, a name, a trophy, things that don't move, that can't do nothing for you but sit on your mantle and you look at it and you crying all over and, oh, I'm just, thank God for this trophy. Get out of here. The devil has got your mind. It's a strong delusion, y'all, a strong delusion. I'm just disturbed at what I see. And the word of God is the only thing going to save your soul. Shake yourself. The Bible said everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken. And only those things that remain shall stand. And that's what's happening. I mean, there's been a shaking. And we can see the leaves just falling all off. Oh, my God, everybody just falling off. Babylon is falling. I'm telling you, everything just can be shaken. They shaking you today. But if you're a rock, a foundation, if you've been built on a solid foundation, which is Christ Jesus, I don't care what wind blow, what storm come in your life, that rock is not going to move. You be that solid foundation. Oh, my God. Lord have mercy on the church today. Yeah, you want to be like that. And tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that you won't be moved. I'm telling you, but everything's being moved today. Everybody being shaken today. I mean, you wouldn't have been if you was did what the word of God told you to do, what he tells you to do. Watch, pray, stay alert. Watch, pray, stay alert. We can see the people, they went to sleep, laying down slumbering like he said, you know. I'm telling you, I'm disturbed. I'm so disturbed by what I see. Look, right here, before I get started, I'm going to start right here. Didn't know I was going to go here, but I'm going to Psalms chapter 1. It's talking about the righteous and the ungodly. And the godly, ungodly. Right here. I just want to read a few verses because this is what has happened. It said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly. In the counsel of the ungodly. That's the unsaved, the sinners. You're walking in the counsel. You're getting your counsel from ungodly men. fleshly men, you know, Deidre Haddon and them, shaking their, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. These people are filthy, you know. And it started out with what that L.A., the preachers of L.A., yeah. Yeah, you're right, preachers of L.A., not the preachers of God. Sin City, yeah, L.A., yeah, that's what it is. It said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel. Be careful who you're getting your counseling from, who's speaking in your life of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doeth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree. Now, you want to be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water. I'm telling you. Oh, my God. I just had to read those few verses to you. As I say every week, I'm not no preacher, but I hate what I see taking place in the body of Christ, in the house of God, and taking people away and astray from truth. I'm telling you, there's a strong delusion. A strong delusion. Trickery. These people are tricking you. Mike Todd, he was up under, Cotton Pearson. And Cotton Pearson was another one that brought out all this mess, illusion, you know, inclusion and making you delusional. Yeah, inclusion. You know, including in and everything in your life. That's what inclusion is. You can include whatever you want. And he said that Jason and was just like him. They believe just like him. And we can see they certainly do. In and everything goes. I love jazz and rock and roll and just love everything. Everything that the world loves, you love. And the Bible says the love of the world is in you. The love of the Father is not in you. Read it. It's not in you. If you're loving the world and you loving what the world doing, then the love of the Father is not in you. You don't have Jesus in you. And you don't have Jesus in you. You're hooking up with the world, Coca-Cola and Wells Fargo and all this handy shows and all this stuff. Come on. Strong delusion, y'all. We here at the Ready Church just want to try to help you be ready when Jesus comes. He's coming soon. And he said he's coming back for a church without spot and wrinkles. Come on, examine yourself. You got any spot? Got any wrinkles? I mean, you know, if you got a big old spot on your dress or your shirt, you want to take it off. You don't want to be, I ain't going out of here. I ain't going out of the house with a spot on my clothes. I got to, hold up. I got to go back and change my shirt. I got to go back and change my skirt. I got to go back and change. You know, oh, it's got a spot on it. You don't want no spot and wrinkles. Jesus don't want no spot and wrinkles either in your life. That's why the word will clean you up from the inside out. If you will receive the word on today, receive the word while there's time. The Bible said, the book of Amos said, they said, look, it's going to come a time that you're going to want to receive the word of God. You're going to be looking for the word of God and not going to be able to find it because they're going to take these Bibles away. And if you ain't got the word of God in your heart, when the devil's talking to your mind, how you going to stand? How you going to stand if you don't have the word of God? That's the only thing can keep you is the word. The devil knows that. That's why he don't want you to receive it. That's why there's a strong delusion in the house of God and in this nation. A strong delusion that you would believe a lie over truth. Right is wrong and wrong is right. Everything been reversed. Who could that be but Satan? Conning you, lying to you. Yeah, I'm going to get into the word of God. Like I said, I'm not a preacher, but we going to get in the word of God. It says, we're coming from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. There's a strong delusion. Warning sign, stop. It says, verse 1, now we beseech you, brethren. He's talking to the saints here. He said, look, now we beseech you, brethren. He's urging you. That's what he's doing. He's urging. When he said beseech, I'm urging you. He's urging you. He's pleading with you in desperation. In urgency. And we here at the Ready Church in urgency. We pleading with you. It said, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. That's what we're doing right now, gathering together as unto him, so that we can get the word out to you, that you will receive the word on today. If you can hear, you can live. There's life in the word of God. The word is able to keep you. The word of God is able to save you. The word of God will set you free from the hands of the enemy on today that's got a hold on to your life. Oh, my God, if you will receive the word of God, it says that ye be not shaken, meaning, you know, be not shaken, be not disturbed in mind. It said be not shaken in mind. Don't be disturbed in your mind or be troubled. You know, when you're troubled, you know, you're upset. He said, don't be upset, neither by spirit, your feeling, nor by word, what you hear, nor by letter, as that this day of the Lord is at hand. He said, it's close, y'all. The day of the Lord is at hand. Just like Paul warned Timothy, you know, about today, you know, about their day. And it's the same thing. The word of God is warning us today. Through the word of God, he's warning us. There's warning signs. Just like I just used the illustration about the car. It's a warning sign. You know, you run out of gas when you, you know, when that needle say, hey, you go drop now. You run it out. And you're running out of time now. The Bible said, let no man. Come on. He said, let no man. It means what it say, no man. I don't care who they are, no matter who or what their name is, how great they think they are. You know, the great Jakes and all these ministers just, you know, just deceiving people today. You know, teaching evolution, evolving. Come on, y'all. His daughter talking about evolving conferences and stuff. Y'all need to study. Go back and find out what these words and stuff that people are saying to you. Just don't take it and receive it. Do like the Berean Christian. At least get in the word and study and see what they saying. Is it true or not? People just accepting anything because they're looking to man and not looking to God. Man is your God. That's the problem. That's the problem. The Bible said, let no man deceive you. I don't care who he is. If he came out preaching right at the beginning and then he tried to lead you astray, are you still to follow that person? No, you only follow them as they follow Christ. If they stop following Christ, you need to stop following them because this is your soul is at stake. You got to give an account. You're going to stand before a just judge and give an account. Will your name be on the road? Come on. The Bible said, let no man deceive you. I don't care who he is. Like I said, when Jake came out, he was a woman down or loose. Now look, everybody done took off the clothes. Nobody asked what to get ready, get ready, get ready. Now look, if you was already saved, they say she couldn't loose you. Because the only thing that you lose yourself back to is back to sin. If you were born in sin and then you got born again, what can you go back to but sin? Come on. Some things are just plain, just flat out simple, you know, and plain as day, right in your face. The Bible said, let no man deceive you. No man. No man. Like I said, I don't care how great he is just because, you know, they on TV. Got a TV show, making deals, signing up with all these different people on Oprah show and, you know, and everything. Come on, y'all. Now, she's a new ager anyway. Come on now. You already know. They talking about motivational speakers and stuff. Come on. Oh, no. You're supposed to be a man of God preaching the word of God. That's what these men are supposed to be doing, drawing you to Christ. They're supposed to be gay. Watching for your soul, leading you to Jesus. You know, the prophets way back, and I'm telling you, these prophets today, these false prophets, all they prophesize is cars and houses and money, and you're going to be blessed, and you're going to be prosperous, you're going to get a record deal. What? The true prophet. No, the true prophet was telling you Jesus is coming, and you better get right now. you know, and they would tell you, you know, there's a spirit of death in here, and you know what, somebody would die. And, you know, and then they'll be telling you, you know, that, you know, Jesus is coming soon and you need to get your house in order and examine yourself. People start examining themselves. People start crying out to God, changing and trying to live all they know how. Not no more. These false prophets just got you looking towards money, money, fame, and a name. Oh, my God, but everything coming to an end, y'all. It's going to come to an end. Oh, yeah. Everything going down, but the word of God is going to stand. He said, let no man deceive you, for the day of, for that day shall not come except there be a falling away first. And we see it. People falling away. You don't believe like you used to. You know? You ain't trusting God like you used to. You don't fall, just fell away. You ain't got no more morals, you know, no more, you know what I'm saying? You don't care no more. Just do whatever you want to do. Going back to looking any kind of way. Yeah. Oh, my God. The scripture had to be fulfilled, y'all, before he come back. That's why he ain't came back. The scripture has to be fulfilled. And then the end. That's what it says. But I'm telling you, there's a falling away. You can see it. People falling away. Everybody falling away. Mother falling away from daughter, and daughter falling away from mother. Everybody just, you know, family is not loving one another and everything. I'm telling you, just falling away. Just do whatever you want to do in Jesus' name. And that's sad and it's a shame. Before a holy God. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. Oh, yes, he is. But the scripture saying, you know, that it has to be fulfilled. The scripture has to be fulfilled. We're seeing it. We're seeing it. That's what we're seeing. There's a strong delusion. Strong delusion. It said, except there be a falling away first, and we see it. People doing whatever they want to do. All in the name of Jesus in the house of God. And the man of sin be revealed, which is the Antichrist. And the son of perdition, who opposes. These people signing up because they opposing, you know, they working for the Antichrist to get everything set that all he had to do is just step in place. Who opposes. These people opposing God's word. They rejecting God's word. They rejecting God's people. They rejecting right for the wrong. Yeah. Just rejecting the truth. He said, who opposes and exhorteth himself above all that is called God. That's the Antichrist. Or that is worship. So that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That's what you're seeing today. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People taking out the word of God, getting everything set up for the Antichrist. It's just a mess. The mess you see in God's house. It's a mess. These men is on themselves. Look at Dietrich Haddon. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's supposed to be out there, you know, in front of people, and then he got to come back at them. And you doing this mess in the public, and then you don't want to hear nobody, you know, knocking this mess down that you're doing that's not right. Going against the true and living God, doing in and everything, it's perversion. It's nasty. It's dirty. It's not God. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. What he does is clean and righteousness. This is what the Antichrist wants. Worship. And these men are worshiping him. They making the work really easy for them, so they just step right on in place. The Bible says men are called, but few are chosen. It's a lot of them called. That, like I said, it's a lot of false prophets out here. Yeah, everybody getting their license. Mm-hmm. It's easy to get them. All you got to sign up is just to do dirt. Mm-hmm. I sign up to do dirt. I do whatever you say do. Just give me the money. It's mammon. The mammon You know, the word of God says you cannot serve God and mammon too. You can't serve God and money too. But these people are selling out for money for the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. They work for the Antichrist. They pervert and profane, just like the word of God says. That's not God. This stuff they're doing is working for the devil. That's their master. Satan works in uncleansingness and perverted acts that we see in them doing the house of God, in God's house. That's why he said judgment must begin in his house. And Deidre Hadden, he up there, he always just want to be like Michael Jackson and Prince. He got Michael Jackson and Prince spirits all over him. Come on, y'all. Just be perverted and sign up for Satan's work. Mm-hmm. Money and betrayal. That's what they're doing. Just like Judas betrayed Jesus, these men are selling out. They betraying Jesus for money, fame, and their name. Playing in the pond in this game. Mm-hmm. You know, like a pond? Well, this is a swamp. Mm-hmm. A swamp got dirt in it, got snakes in it, and got either trash in it. That's what a swamp has in it. Something in the water. Surely there's a lot of dirt in the water, a lot of mud, a lot of snakes, a lot of stuff in the water. Lord have mercy. The word of God says so that he, as God, coming to Antichrist, the world leader, where everything gets set up for this world leader through monetary system and, you know, and the banking system, you know, all this stuff that's getting set up and wars and rumors of wars, you know, nation against nation, you know. The word of God being fulfilled, y'all, it said until the word of God being set for it be fulfilled. This word has got to be fulfilled. That's why he ain't came. The word of God says sitting in the temple of God, that's where the enemy is, in the house of God now, showing himself that he is God. That's why they say, this is God, what we doing. No, it's not. It's simple. It's sitting in the camp, in the house of God, showing himself that he is God. Oh, my God, these philosophers, you know, men's thoughts, you know, new thought now. You know, we can do it another way. We got new thoughts. And the word of God says your thoughts are not his and our ways are not God's ways. So who gives man a choice or taking over God's house and writing these Bibles and all? Oh, my God, it's so much mess out here. We here to Red Church trying to help you. Yeah. We in the Red Church trying to help you. These preachers are deceiving you. They ain't worshiping the true and living God. And people get upset with you when you talk about them. Talk about them, you know. Talk about they, you talking about my, you done hit my, you done hit their guru. Mm-hmm. These men's worshipers. Yeah, your secret cow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. People get upset. Yeah. Cuss you out. Some of they say, cussing Christian, I ain't never in my life. You can't be a Christian and cuss. Mm-mm. Uh-uh. He said, behold, all things become new. He'll clean your mouth up, honey. He'll clean your mouth up and your whole life up when you let him in. But T.D. Jakes and Joel Osteen and Joel and Noah and Kenneth Copeland, Leroy Thompson and Joyce Myers and Creflo, and the list go on and on. Wake up, y'all. Pay attention to what's happening in God's house, all in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Young man told me the other day, was telling me about his pastor, said he want to be a millionaire. I would have got up and left right then. You won't be a millionaire. A millionaire? A millionaire, you're supposed to be ministering to people. Your mind shouldn't be on making money. It's on winning souls. Something wrong. These people are making plans, you know, for themselves. You know? Oh, my God. What's going on? The scripture must be fulfilled, y'all. Warning signs all around us. The Bible said, remember, ye not than when I was yet with you. See, we already been told that these signs was going to come. You know, that these things had to take place before he come. He said, and now ye know what withhold that ye might be revealed in this time. Now we know. Now we know. What do I tell us for? Jesus already told us that these things have to take place. Except for the mystery of iniquity doeth work, already work, only he who now let, who knows letteth will let until it be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, somebody the Antichrist, whom the Lord shall consume with his spirit of his mouth. He's all he gonna do is just say, drop dead, Satan. Drop dead. With the consume him with the spirit of his mouth. And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Oh yes. Oh yes. Signs are here, y'all. You see the sign? Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. That's what we see today. All these leaders. Lying wonders. That's what you're saying. They lying to you. They sending your strong delusion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They implying that God's word is wrong and man's word is the authority. Mm-hmm. Satan with it, through these antichrists and false prophets, a strong delusion. People sending people away from belief, believing in God, believing in his word, standing on his promises. Oh, yeah. That's what we're seeing. He said, remember ye not that when I was with you, you know, Christ was born of a Virgin Mary. And then he died and he rose again. And then he descended to his father. But he warned us of these things that were going to take place. He said after he leave, he's going to send the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost that will lead us and guide us. That's what it should be doing right now, leading and guiding you when you accept him. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, it's so much going on in this wicked, evil world. We need to examine ourselves. See where you are today. He gives us all personal choices, whether we want to accept him and believe the truth of Jesus Christ as he presented it to us in the scripture, to receive truth and the love of God. Yeah. But people don't want to receive the truth. They don't want to receive the truth. Verse 8 says, and then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the works of Satan, with all powers and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. This is why, that they might be saved. People won't receive righteousness, holiness. They don't want to receive the word of God. That's why there's a strong delusion. People can mocking and rejecting God. Yeah. It's a choice that you have to make, though. You can receive him today. Yep. I'm telling you. Strong delusion, y'all. Strong delusion. And the strong delusion is why? Why is it a strong delusion? Why is it a strong delusion? We just read it. Why is there a strong delusion? Because people lying. They lying, and you know, so that you won't be saved. They lying to you. They're taking you away from the word of God. Don't want you to receive the word of God from the true men and women of God. Verse 11 says, and for this cause God should send a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. That's why. Mm-hmm. People, I'm telling you, they're just accepting in and everything today. Wickedness, evil, everywhere. All in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft in the house of God. Because that's what rebellion is. The Bible says rebellion is as the form of witchcraft. Yeah. You rejecting God? That's witchcraft. You rejecting his word? He turned you over. That you just going on believe a lie. Mm-hmm. Just going on believe whatever lie you want to. He turned you over. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's your own fate, you know? The end, you know? It's just like a hot iron being seared. Mm-hmm. Strong delusion. Yeah. It brings death. The wages of sin is death. There's lawlessness everywhere. No respect. Just rebellion against the word of God and like I said, the people of God. Come on, search yourself. Search yourself. You don't want that strong delusion over you. It's a strong delusion in these churches, I'm telling you. The Bible says, and for this cause, God shall send. You said God's a loving God. God is a God that he just won't let nothing bad happen to you or anything. No, he ain't letting it happen. You ask him for it because you rejected him. And because in verse 11 it said, and for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Go on and believe the lie that you're telling yourself. That they all might be damned. That's what I'm talking about when I say you'll just be seared like a hot iron. You know, you stick an iron on your clothes. You can't put that back together. And who believeth not the truth? People do not want to believe the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. All these people, when we see DJ Haddon and them up there doing what they're doing, they got pleasure in this. Mm-hmm. They think it's fun. Yeah. And they think, you know, Lord have mercy. There ain't going to be an end to this thing. My God. There's an end. There's coming an end, y'all. You know, I feel like Jonah. You know, Jonah flees from the Lord, you know. Mm-hmm. God told him to go to Nineveh and tell them people, them wicked people, get right. Jonah said, no, I ain't going. I'm going to Tarshish. Lord have mercy. But thank God he did decide to do what God told him to do. And I'm over here. I'm trying to do what God has called me to do. I'm trying to cry loud and spare not and lift up my voice like a trumpet. I want to be a trumpeter. I want to be a trumpeter. Lord, help us, Jesus. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Over here just trying to help. I just get so disturbed. I get wound up for what I see. And I get upset by what I see because, you know, even in the Bible, in Genesis, it talks about, you know, God, he hadn't even made man. You know, after he made him, like, Lord have mercy, look. And I tell you, I get so upset by what I see. And I know it's just not right. You know right from wrong. We know right from wrong, y'all. We know good from evil, whether we choose to, you know, to do what's right. Versus wrong. We do know truth. We all know right from wrong. Come on, y'all. How you going to teach your children? Lord have mercy. It's so sad. I was looking up there also. I forget that young man name, but there's this book out. It's called Perfect. I got to look that back up. But anyway. A young man, you know, talking about this book, and I think I told y'all about this book before. I just can't remember the title of it. But it's this book that they using in school now to the young people. It's really, really not a good book. It's really nasty, the thing they teaching these young people. I mean, this is in
first grade, you know, first grade. Now, you know, these little kids' minds are so fresh, and that's what the devil wants. He wants them fresh. He wants to use the young people.
Mm-hmm.
Hitler said if you get to the way to get to a nation is get through the young people. Yeah, the youth. And that's where the church went wrong, too, because they brought in hip-hop and rock and roll and all that stuff in the house of God, trying to appease the children, to try to get them to come into the house of God. You're supposed to be training up the child in the way they should go. And then in your house, you can just tell them, let's go. But no, Lord have mercy, they let the children come in the house of God with the mess that they were doing outside the house of God, bring hip-hop, calling it holy. Holy hip-hop, you know ain't nothing holy about hip-hop. Bebopping and jopping and dropping and all that stuff. Come on. We know. It's just not right, y'all. But this is what the Bible says right here that we should have been doing. Is warning our kids and to be obedient. Right here in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 6. And these words which I have commanded thee this day shall be in thy heart. What's going on, y'all? Done left your heart? And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. And shall talk of them when they sitting in thy house, and when thou walking by the way, and when thou lieth down, and when thou risest up. That means all the time you should teach your children from the time they get up to the time they go to bed. Some, you know, I don't mean all day, but I'm just saying, you know, you should say something to them. You should be training them. You should be disciplining them and not letting the TV and these computers and iPads and everything take over what you should be doing, training your child up in the way of the Lord yourself. Yeah. It said when you rise up and when you're sitting down, when you're eating dinner or whatever, you know, when you're sitting down or when you're just sitting around and when you're walking by the wayside, when you're walking, you know, y'all walking out, you know, just to the park or wherever you're going or whatever. It said, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and thou shalt be at a frontlet between thy eyes. Place it right in your forehead, right in the middle of your head, that thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gate. It should be an example over your house. Your house, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. We're losing a whole generation because people not speaking the word of God. Oh, my God, we need to get back to the word of God. Search me, Lord. Turn the light from heaven on my soul. Find anything displeasing. Take it out. Strain us. Don't you want to be right? Don't you want to be saved? Don't you want to be whole? Jesus will make you whole. Yeah. And verse Deuteronomy 12 and verse 8, I pray that you write these scriptures and go back and read them. It says, you shall not do after all the things that we do here this day, every man whosoever is right in his own eyes. We can't do what we think is right in our own eyes. Because what's right in our own eyes is not God. We need to do what's right in the eyesight of God, his word. A lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. He will lead you and guide you. Observe his word. Hear his word. Stand on his word. Because there's a strong delusion. A strong delusion. In the houses of God. I mean, everything going. I'm telling you. Deuteronomy 18. Search us, Lord. 18 and 9 through 14. This is a warning against those heathen practices. And this is what these preachers doing. They done brought this stuff in the house of God. It's just nasty. It's just not right. It's unclean. It says in verse 9, and when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee,
Thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. And we see these, the United States, I'm telling you, doing everything, you know, believing in all these occultists, occult gods and pagan worship. And, oh, my God, I just saw last week there was a satanic a conference, you know, and I think down in Mississippi or some, yeah, I think it was Mississippi. I'm telling you. I mean, oh, my God. The forces of evil, the wickedness is upon us. There's a strong delusion. Even the Satanists, when they were doing the interview and the lady, she was up there tearing up the Bible. Oh, my God. Oh, it just did something to me to see her tearing up the pages of the Bible. But one of them was being interviewed and they were saying, hail Satan. But they said within the interview, they don't believe in Christ or the devil. Now, ain't that a strong delusion? That you were saying that's a strong delusion. My Lord getting us ready. He's getting us ready. He's getting us ready. He's getting us ready. Yes, he is. My God's getting us ready for that great day. But who shall be able to stand? Who? Will you be able to stand? The Bible said, and there shall be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire or the divination or observer of time or any enchanters or witch or charmer or consultants with familiar spirits or a wizard or a necromancer, which means talking about the dead. People going to the graveyard talking to the dead. My God. He's getting us ready. He's getting us ready. Who shall be able to stand? Who shall be able to stand? Who shall be able to stand? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. We ask that you just continue to minister to us in a special way. We plead the blood of Jesus over the principalities and powers in the air, every attack in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I pray a covering around about my family on today. I pray for the sin-sick nation that have turned their hearts away from truth. We plead the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. In Jesus' name, we pray, and the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. Ready, church. I was on the airway, and I saw a lot of different ones calling on the phones, so it kind of threw me off, but nevertheless, we got the victory over here at the Ready Church. Are you ready? If you're not ready, we here at the Ready Church want you to get ready. My Lord's getting us ready. What a great day. Who shall be able to stand? As I was reading, I'm starting back at verse 12. For all that do these things are abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doeth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God for thy nations, for these nations which thou hast possessed. Hearken unto observers of time, and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God will not suffer thee to do so. So we can't be practicing the same thing that these heathen nations are doing. But I'm telling you, America has gone down. It's really gone down. But, you know, God has given us grace and mercy. You need to run. Run for your life before time is too late. So God bless you. Ready, church? Want you to be ready when Jesus comes. My Lord, King is ready for that great day. Who shall be able to stand? Having done all, remain standing, y'all. Getting late in the evening. Warning signs. And for a reason, watch the warning signs. God bless you. Ready, church.